Welcome to Big Brother 10, Sister Speak, where we discuss the latest season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 14. Let's get started.
Okay, let's start with after Keisha nominates Jesse and Angie.
Okay. Jesse goes crazy.
Yeah, he kind of goes off. He
basically lost it the whole entire week.
I don't know why he thinks he's a master game player. I think, this is what I really think. I think because he is the youngest and he is a little immature, that he thinks people look at him and think he's just a dumb jock. So he tries to prove that, no, I'm a thinker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And especially for this game. And I can outsmart all these people because Keisha told him, okay, you're not the target. It's Angie's the target. And he just goes off the whole week.
Right.
He says lots of stuff.
That's because their strategy was to try to get Keisha to say that she would take some, that if someone won POV and they got taken off the block, that she would put Libra up. And that's what their whole strategy was, is to try to backdoor Libra.
And
that's the whole reason why Jesse was pushing so hard, but he kind of did it in the wrong way.
He sure did, and he lied about it too, see? And you know, whenever you tell an outright lie, then it's going to always come out. But what he did is, him and Memphis both, they lied and said Libra was up in the room and she suggested that you put up Steven. And that's not true. That is not what happened at all. Jesse was the one who told Memphis while Jesse was still on the block the first time and had just won POV. And he told Memphis in a private conversation way back then when Jerry was still HOH, if I win HOH, I'm putting up Steven.
Yeah, because he wanted Steven and Rennie.
Yep. He's the one. But they just, Memphis and Jesse, they do not like Libra. They just don't like her, point blank.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, though, that don't.
And he has said some really, really awful
Rennie
stuff.
Rennie doesn't really like her either.
No.
She hides it better.
She hides it much better, and she realizes you have to work with this person to get further into the game.
Yep.
See?
Exactly.
But one thing I found interesting is when, did we talk about last time when Keisha went to Libra and asked her about it, and Libra did admit to Keisha that she was getting a little unsure about Keisha's friendship with Steven.
Well, they showed it, I think it was on Sunday's episode, after the nominations, or before the nominations.
Before.
When all this was coming out, and Keisha went into Libra and said, look, I've been feeling, you know, uneasy with you because it seems like you've been doubting me just because I was friendly with Steven. You doubted me with that. I had conversations with Angie like the first week, and they had doubts with her with that, and they talked about her and stuff. And Libra did admit, yes, that's true. I did have doubts about you, but I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that.
And Keisha did accept her apology and said,
but this was what I was talking about last week. This is the thing I was hoping that somebody would do on that side, if they wanted to try to keep their alliance together, is someone needed to tell Libra, you need to tone your stuff down.
Well, they did.
Tone it down.
Right. Ollie told
her
that.
Try not to get into arguments.
But one thing I could say about Keisha, though, and not only is she a smarter player, but Keisha has alliances with a lot of different people. Private alliances. Okay, Keisha called Rennie and April into the room, and she said, you two are the only ones that I 100% trust in the whole game. Okay, and you know, they showed that conversation. Well, in a later conversation, when Keisha really likes Rennie, and so she lets Rennie sleep up there in the HOH room with her.
Right.
And she told Rennie, okay, you are the only person I have a separate alliance with, and I'm going to go all the way with you. And so her and Rennie agree. The next day, in a similar secret meeting with April,
she's telling April,
Keisha made a separate alliance with April, because this is what Keisha said. Keisha said, you know, they would never, ever, nobody would ever see it coming. They know we're friends and everything, but nobody would ever see it coming because, first of all, they think you're totally in line with Ollie, with the Secret Alliance.
Ollie.
Okay. April and Ollie. See, they know they're just using Libra now for the numbers. See, but with Ollie, but then she tells April, but nobody would ever suspect that us being the two blondes, and usually two blonde girls who are attractive, can't get along. They usually snipe at each other. She said, and so we'll go all the way, two for two. And so April agreed. She said, oh yeah. And she says, now that means, would you vote Ollie over me? She said, oh hell no. That's what April said. Yeah. April said, oh hell no. Said, showmance or not, oh hell no, no. I want the money, or else I want you to have the money. And both of them agreed to that. So, you know, I thought that was really interesting. Okay, then we have...
Well, see, that's what we were kind of... I was trying to say last week, which I think is true. Hmm. All that talk that Keisha does about hating this person or not really liking this person, mm-hmm. they get on my nerves, is kind of strategy.
It is strategy. It is strategy.
So that she can kind of get in on everybody's good side.
Well, not only that, but... Keisha allows the other guests to vent about Libra to her because she has told Libra that she will go all the way to the end and not vote against Libra.
Right.
I mean, she told Libra that, and that's what she meant by she gave her word. Okay.
And she told Julie Chen that, too.
Well, but that was tonight. Though. But okay. Then they had that. What did you think about the Power of Veto competition?
Oh, the sock hop? Oh, what was the power?
No, the worms laying.
Oh, but yeah. No, I'm thinking about the food competition.
No. Okay, well, let's talk about the food competition. That food competition was really
cute.
That was really cute.
But Rennie was totally crazy.
She was totally crazy.
The chicken! The orange chicken!
I like Rennie, though. She's so colorful, though.
She could not match. And then he was like, okay, the plaid and the
black. Well, let's tell what it was.
And then she just kind of... She just kind of just lost it and just was calling out stuff. They're like, Rennie, no. Listen to what he's trying to tell you. Match what he's trying to tell you.
Well,
she just could not get it.
They had one person on a spinning LP record, like back in the 50s, and a basket of socks, different kind of socks. And then across another wall, there was their partner with another basket of socks. And she had to yell, the one on the spinning
I think everybody
turntable.
Who listens to us probably watches the show.
Well, maybe not, but anyway.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you're right. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. But anyway, but the person who's on the spinning record...
They just had to match the socks.
Yeah, she had to call over the wall to get the other person to take the same sock out of the basket. And then they had to hook it in the same position on the wall in order to get food
for the week.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good competition.
That was really cute.
That was really good.
Cute. And that let you know that everybody got to eat this week. Nobody was on slop, so that was a good thing. So at least Libra got to eat.
It was just amazing to me how much some people didn't listen.
They didn't listen.
April kept getting frustrated because she kept thinking Ollie wasn't listening to her, which he kind of wasn't.
Well, I think what the problem was is Memphis and his crew was over on the sidelines and kept yelling.
Everybody was yelling because they couldn't hear.
Yeah, but Memphis and Michelle were really loud. And they were getting rude with it, too. You know, they were getting really rude with...
I think they were
Rennie
trying
was
to...
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, she would have irritated me.
No.
By kept calling out the wrong doggone sock. Because I would have wanted to eat that
week.
Especially if I had been on slot for all...
That's true.
...the whole week.
Okay, so the POV competition is when they had to get...
lay in that flower bed.
They had to put on these bright green unitards with the big flower petal around their head, like they're a little plant.
That's stupid.
And they had to lay in these boxes. It's like a coffin, but it was supposed to be a flower box.
It was a flower bed.
But the point was... The person who laid in that box with all this stuff being poured on them, the closest to 1 hour
without
going over, won. So Keisha only lasted 22 minutes, but she won.
I know, that was amazing to me.
Because everybody went over an hour.
That was amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, their strategy was smart because everyone was kind of waiting for that second person to go out and they would... immediately right after that go yes. out just to make sure they had a little bit more time.
Right.
Which is smart.
Yeah, that now, was
if
smart.
They wouldn't have went over, that would have been a good strategy.
Well, if they wouldn't have went over, though, Libra would have won. She would have won POV because she was the closest. She had the closest time.
Well, no, because Memphis waited until after she was done.
Right, but he would have went over. See, he waited because the way
they were all over.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is, this is what they talked about on the After Dark, Showtime After Dark. The way they edit that is, it made it look like they went immediately. No,
right.
That's not the way it happened. That's and Jerry was sitting on the sidelines, and they heard Jerry say, and Jerry admitted that he said, when Keisha said, okay, I'm out, he said he knew she was an hour and 15 minutes. And that's what it was, because Dan had the times there, and he said, yeah, she was an hour and 15 minutes.
Libra, you mean?
Excuse me, Libra.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, you know. So anyway, so that was really good. So, bless Keisha's heart, she got the HOH and she got the power of veto. Yep. So, Jesse's really going off. So, well, they are really, really trying to get her to take Jesse off the block and backdoor Libra.
Yeah, and Angie even went up there and said, look, take Jesse off, don't take me off, but it'd be a smart idea to put Libra up so that, because she's the one that's going to backstab you later, blah, blah. They were working it.
They were trying. Oh, yeah. They were really, really trying. And then, you know, Jerry got in a fight with Jesse, and they was calling each other some names, and then Jerry got in a big old fight with Memphis, too. That's when he called Memphis a womanizer.
I didn't see why Memphis got so upset by that.
Well, okay, let me put it to you this way. This is my comment about that. The truth hurts. And usually when a person says something to you that's meant to be negative or hurting, and it's got a little grain of truth in it, it really makes you mad.
Oh, see, really? So. That's what I was trying to say about Libra last week.
Well, that's, yeah.
When she was getting so upset behind what Jerry accused her of, and you were defending her to the teeth.
I was defending her reaction because Jerry went in her face confrontational.
Just like Memphis's reaction was wrong. Why would you get that upset? He was bum rushing Jerry, and Jerry was just sitting back like, let this little boy get it. But, I mean, he was going to bum rush, and he was like, don't you call me a womanizer now. It was like he called him a bastard or something.
Well, that's what Julie Chen asked him. How did you go from 0 to 60 that quick? Just from that comment.
From that word?
I'm telling you, there's some truth to that.
Well, I don't know.
There's some truth to that. Or else, somebody has told his girlfriend that. They've had conversations. And it probably ticked him off because he's probably wondering, well, dang. How did he know and we only been in the house for 19 days?
Well, he's probably trying to keep that on the down.
There you go. So,
yeah.
Okay. Now, Memphis also fights with Dan.
He did?
Yes, he did. And they didn't show this on the broadcast. But he had a fight with Dan. And he said some comment, but I didn't know. I tried to go on the Joker's updates to find out. Because, you know, they have those line things to find out what Memphis actually said. But he said something about Monica, which is Dan's girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And it made Dan really angry. But the interesting thing is it made all the other house guests on the Alliance angry. And they was all talking about, you know what, playing the game is fine, but you do not need to bring people's family members into it. And they was all saying that to Memphis. Mm. Yeah. So, and Dan was really hot. He was really, really mad. And then later on in the HOH room, Keisha, April, and Libra was up there. And they were talking about it like practically all night, talking about how awful that was of Memphis to do that. And, you know, if he was mad at Dan, I mean, he could have just said, you know, well, Dan, you're a floater or whatever. He didn't have to say what he said about Monica, but they never repeated what he actually said.
Huh,
so,
that's been good.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in the house was offended, though. And Dan, I do know Memphis said something pretty bad because the very next day, Memphis went around to all the women in the house, not any of the guys, and he apologized to them one by one.
He must have called her a hoochie or something like that.
I don't know, but, you know, he can't stand Libra, but he went to Libra and he apologized for saying what he said about Monica.
Oh, well, then it must have been bad.
Like, he went and apologized to Keisha. He went and apologized to April. I mean, he went to them one by one.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's odd.
So, yeah, they didn't show that on the broadcast. So I just want to know what the
matter is. There's a lot they can't show.
Well, I know that, but, you know.
What did you think? Now, I will say, let me put on a side note with Keisha. Now, I like Keisha, but this past week with her being HOH, and of course, so she's got a lot of attention on her.
Right.
The camera's always with her.
Yes.
I cannot stand her, the way she talks now.
Why?
Her voice grates on my nerves for some reason.
Why?
It's this high pitch. But more than her voice now is her laugh. There was something she was laughing at one day on the After Dark, and I had to turn the channel.
Oh, I think she's cute. I like Keisha.
Oh, no, it sounded like a hyena. And then, you know, the more that I look at her, I keep thinking about Danielle, which makes me really not like
she
her.
She favors Danielle a lot, I think.
Yes.
A lot. And the way she wears her makeup and everything.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I think that's probably why they cast
her.
That's what they did. I'm sure that is. So, you know, Jesse and Memphis are pushing for Libra, for Keisha to backdoor Libra. And
yeah, and then what was that whole thing about Keisha going up and saying, look, I'm not putting her up?
Because Jesse had just been up there pushing for her to backdoor Libra, because Libra's behind your back saying this and this and this. And then Angie had said something to...
See, now, if I was on the Jesse, Michelle, Angie, and Memphis Alliance, I would be looking at that. And even Jerry and Rennie, I would be looking at, okay, now, for the past 3 weeks, she's been talking nothing but, you know, mess on Libra. How she can't stand her, how she hates the way she pushes past her and overrides her comments and says comments that she doesn't like.
Who are you talking about? Keisha?
Keisha.
But she doesn't say that to anybody.
Yeah, she says it to everybody.
Well.
She said it to Jerry and Lee.
Yeah, that's true.
She says it to everyone. Now, if I was those other people, I'd be thinking, huh, okay, she says all this for 3 weeks solid now. But then when she has the opportunity to change it up and get rid of her, she doesn't do it. I think she's playing one on me. I think she's pulling something over on me, and I might not want to tell her on my business like they've all been doing.
Well, yeah, but
I would be watching
not,
out for that, because
right,
to me, that's playing all sides, and she really is. I mean, she's doing a really good job of it, though.
But, okay, when you say Keisha is saying this to other people, that's fine, but she's saying it to other people one-on-one. So she's not saying it about Libra in a group of people.
Well, she
not
has.
Not that I've
she
seen.
She said it. Well, she's done two or three people at a time, like Ollie and April and Rennie.
Oh, well, that's true. But that's because April told Keisha at one time, yes, we're in alliance with Libra and stuff, but I don't trust her.
Right.
And what she said was, me and Ollie, we don't trust her. So
I know.
She felt
and
free
she's told
that... That she could say those things in front of Ollie and
Well, she
April.
Said to Jerry, she said to Rennie, she said to Michelle, she said it around Jesse before all this stuff happened
well,
with Jesse.
Angie was certainly correct when she told Jerry that just last week he was walking around the house saying how much he couldn't stand Libra.
Yep, that's true.
And this week he's all up in her butt.
Yep.
You know, so,
you know,
I mean,
Angie,
it changes from week to week.
The thing about Angie is she waited way too long
to
start engaging people.
Engaging.
And talking. I mean, she had some sense.
Yep.
She had strategy and she had sense, which is an evidence from her little speech tonight. But she waited too long to do it.
Well, you know, Keisha felt like probably... First of all, she was really sick and tired of Jesse coming up in the HOH room, bugging her, and the other people too. So that's why Keisha went and made an announcement to everybody in the house. I gave Libra my word. I am not putting her up. So y'all can quit asking me to do it. And once that was done, then at least they didn't bug her about that anymore.
Yeah.
But they had a big conversation in the HOH room when they was complaining, and it was Ollie, April, Dan was in there, Libra, Rennie, and Jerry. So it was all of them in the HOH room with Keisha, and Keisha told them to lock the door so nobody else would be just coming in. And they was all talking and complaining about what Memphis said about Dan's girlfriend, whatever it was. Anyway, and Libra had me dying, though, because she said, you know, she says, and then they said, well, you know, I wonder if family members are in the live audience when everybody comes out the house. And Libra says, oh, you know, I hope not, because she says, my husband is 6 feet 5 inches tall and weighs almost 300 pounds. He will hurt Jesse. It was funny. And they all laughed and said, really? She said, oh, yeah, he's a big guy because he played football. She said, oh, yeah, so no. You know, and then they got to talking about, you know, other things. But all these people in the Alliance, those seven, they have had conversation. It's really, the Showtime After Dark is really neat because it shows them interacting and you get more information. They have had conversations about racism and their first experiences with racism. Mm-hmm. And they weren't just asking Libra and Ollie. They were talking about their own, you know, right. Where they witnessed it or you know, or they stood up for somebody. Keisha was talking about one of her past jobs that she likes the most of any job she's had in her life so far was she worked in an assisted living home. And most of the people she worked with were like 80s, 90s. And she was talking about them little old people. It was so cute. It gave you a whole different perspective of her. She is not an airhead. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
she's
we know
a smart
that.
Kid. She's a smart kid. So, anyway. Oh, and this is another thing. After the POV competition, and now, you know, Jesse and all of them know. And, of course, Jesse and Michelle sit around outside, and they talk about Libra like a dog, and they talk about Keisha, how stupid she is, and April and all that. Mm-hmm. Jesse said this. He said, after being in the house with Libra, I will never date another black girl.
Ooh.
Now, that says to me, oh, he's done dated some black women?
He said that. They were talking, him and Libra were talking about, it was him and Libra talking about something, and he says, and she was talking, it was right after she had that fight with Jerry.
Uh-huh.
And she was explaining it. And you could see this on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And he's in the hammock and she's laying down on the ground next to him. And she's like, I don't know what it is, but I just get fiery and I have to defend myself. And she says, I don't know if it's because I'm black or what. And he says, oh, I know because I've dated a lot of black girls.
Oh, I
so
find
he
that
said
hard
that
to believe.
He said that, mm-hmm. but for...
I find it hard to believe. I just find it hard to believe that Jesse would be dating some black women, but hey. Be that as it may.
I don't.
But the way he said it to Michelle, it was just like it was almost a dirty word or something, you know, because he's so mad at Libra.
Well, he doesn't like Libra.
I thought to myself, boy, you ought to be glad I'm not there. I would smack you.
No, you wouldn't because you'd get kicked out and thrown in.
Well, now that's too true. But I know Rennie wants to smack him so bad.
She does.
She wants to smack Jesse so bad. She thinks she cannot tolerate his... immaturity and disrespect level. Mm-hmm. She tells Keisha that all the time.
Well, he's like that with everybody that he argues with them.
Yeah,
he is. And I think that's what they saw mm-hmm. after he kind of went crazy after being on the block mm-hmm. all week, is that he was just kind of doing that to everyone, not just her and not just, you know, the people he was arguing mm-hmm. with at that time.
Oh, and didn't you think Julie Chen was going to ask Michelle, when she asked Michelle tonight about the banner? Didn't you think she was going to announce to the house
wasn't going to do that.
That it really had nothing to do with it?
No, because that would affect the game.
Oh.
Because they lied about it. She wasn't going to pull their cover. No.
Man! I mean,
but that's
just
she
straight...
wanted. She wanted Michelle... Okay, that was good.
That was good.
She wanted Michelle to bring it. And that's where you could tell... First of all... Now, I think it was actually pretty smart of them to try to say what it said on the banner.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they couldn't really see anything.
No, they couldn't.
But then the house got locked down immediately. And that was pretty smart of them to go, ooh, we should say that it said such and such, such and such. But what messed it up was, Michelle started it off good. She went up there and goes, ooh, it said, Libra's a liar, love, Steven. And she went on, and I mean, they were like, what? And then Memphis comes in and says, that's not what it said. It said Libra and someone is a liar, love, Steven. Now, why would he that to me, well, how if you can see Libra and blank is a liar, love Stephen, how would you not see the second name?
Well,
and that just made no sense, which made it look totally unbelievable.
Well, what he said was he couldn't really read it. He said, I doubt if anybody else could. He said all he saw was the words Libra, liar, and love Stephen.
No, he said there was a second name on there. And that's what made it unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I just thought after that question, I thought it was tacky that they would all get together, them four would get together and say, let's lie and say this. You know, what they got against Libra? Leave the girl alone. They could have said it said April's a liar.
No, because they want Libra out. Please. They want them to doubt. They want that alliance to doubt and turn against her to get her out. I thought it was pretty smart, but they just didn't get their story straight before they started talking about it.
But then, you know, Jesse gets more and more irritable and more crazy with stuff that he does. And so all of Keisha's alliance mates are saying, well, you know, we're going to vote however you want to vote because we gave you our word that we would, but okay, we want to switch this up.
Let's talk about Jesse this. Out. I'm thinking this is the stupidest thing ever. Why would you not vote Jesse out?
I know.
He's strong.
Yep.
He's pissed now. Yep. And I mean, I can see you're going to have either Angie or Jesse mad at you.
Yes.
But who's the most vocal? Who's the one that's going to be irrational with it? And just, who's the one that's going to be, you know, all you'd had to do was say, okay, Angie, look, I'm going to change this stuff around. You're right. Let's change it around. But I need your word. And then if she doesn't hold to it, just talk about how she gave her word.
Exactly.
The same thing that you would have to do with anyone else. And then I'd vote his butt out.
They should have used it.
They should have taken that opportunity to get him out. But, but like what Julie Chen asked Angie when she was interviewing her, why do you think Keisha blamed you the most on that? And Angie says, well, I think there were some underlying other issues and competition between girls, blah, blah, blah. Basically, what she was trying to say was Keisha was jealous.
Well, that's what Michelle said.
I think Keisha was jealous of her friendship with Stephen. Now, I don't know why she was so infatuated with him, why she was so in this thing with Stephen, and why she had to revenge Stephen. All she had to say was, I don't like you. I'm putting you up. Or I haven't got to know you.
Well,
but I think she, and then the fact that she was saying, well, Angie didn't stick up for him, and then she kind of threw me under the bus, and then she tried to be friends with him again, and they weren't really friends. And
well, I think from the beginning, when as soon as Keisha won HOH, and she went up to the HOH room after everybody left and all that, and she was already telling April and Rennie and Libra that she wanted to put up
Angie.
Yeah. And I immediately thought part of it is a jealousy thing.
It has to be.
Part of it has to be a jealousy thing. But then Angie did not help herself any. From Jump Street, she did not do anything with the women. And as a matter of fact, just within the last couple of days has she started actually doing things and talking to the women.
Yeah. No, she did talk with them. But she just didn't interact with them.
She
much.
Didn't interact with
All
them.
All she wanted to do was smoke.
Now, she told Julie, well, you know, I like being outside, so I was outside with the guys all the time. Yeah, well, what she didn't say was, well, I had to be outside because you can't smoke in the house. You have to go outside. No, they don't allow you to smoke inside the Big Brother house. So, you know,
she is
all the child did was smoke cigarettes. So she had to be outdoors all the time.
Yep, that's true.
But now her explanation for why she was wearing a Brian's hat was a good one, though.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Because, if you know somebody is irritated by something that you do, do it more.
Mm-hmm. She just waited a little bit too long. And they were so stupid to not take that chance to vote out Jesse. Because he is strong. Not saying that he's going to win everything.
That's true.
But he is strong. And he's already won a couple of things.
And like you pointed out, he's pissed. So that means he's motivated.
And he's irrational. You already know he's immature. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to base his nominations on anything rational with gain.
This is what gets me. They've had a couple of days, the alliance people, either Keisha talking to them by one or twos or the whole group. And they've discussed more than once about not wanting Jesse in the sequester house. because he's too volatile. Because Jesse is the kind of person that he'll stay mad for the rest of the game.
Right.
Because even if he wins HOH this week or something, he's going to still stay mad for the rest of the game about what they did.
Yeah.
So they've only got one more vote, one more week. Next week is the last person who's going to be voted out that won't be in sequester.
Yeah.
So they missed their opportunity, I think. I think they missed their opportunity.
You know, you're going to be in there with people you don't like. By the end of
They're not talking about the not liking part. They're talking about the fact that he's volatile.
Well, he's volatile because his butt is on steroids.
Yeah, people online were saying his roid rage.
That is a true thing.
Oh, man.
You cannot tell me you can go from teeny, teeny skinny to his size without doing some steroids.
One thing that caused a big controversy in the house that happened last night was on the Showtime After Dark was that Jerry had a conversation with his alliance, and he said, well, he did feel bad about calling Memphis a womanizer, so he was going to apologize to him, but he wasn't going to do it until he was leaving the house. He said, because I know if they win HOH, they're going to put me up next week. So he says, you know, on my way out the door, then he says, I will be man enough to do that. And that's what he said. Okay. The next thing you know, he's having a private conversation with Memphis, where he is apologizing to Memphis for calling him a womanizer. And he says, you know, he mentioned something about he talked it over, you know, with his alliance. Or anyway, some kind of way he put Keisha's name in it. You know, Keisha agreed that, you know, I need to come and apologize and stuff. Well, Memphis accepted his apology, and then they went on. Okay? Well, then Jerry mentioned to either April or Libra that, you know, he apologized. Rennie went off.
Why?
Because.
On who?
On, about Jerry. That they was in the HOH room. Jerry was still downstairs. She went off. She says, oh, he is backbiting. He's a snake. He doing something, Keisha. And Libra said, you know what? He's doing something because he just told us yesterday
he
wasn't going to apologize. And we had all told him, yeah, that, you know, don't be doing that yet.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff. And, oh, there's something going on. There's something going on. So but Rennie was hot. She was steaming mad. She says, I don't like him. She says, And she was just pursing her lips, and she said, oh, he's got to go. He's got to go. I don't want him in the sequester house. She says, I may not win this whole thing, but I don't want to be in no house with him. Y'all better do something. That's what she said. Oh, she was live, let me tell you. I love Rennie, though. I am a Rennie fan.
Yeah,
so,
I like
you know, but and then Keisha started thinking, and then Libra started thinking, and you could see the little wheels in Libra's brain turning, you know.
Well, what are they thinking? That Jerry and Memphis have a side thing?
That Jerry is really going to revert back to his status.
He does flip-flop.
Right, to his floater status, so maybe he can cement something if Memphis or Jesse win next week.
I find it strange that Jerry keeps saying all this stuff about, well, we have to stay strong. We're seven strong. We need to stay strong. I'm like, when was he ever, you know?
Well, because they officially inducted him into the alliance. Well, no, really.
Was there a ceremony?
Well, sort of, kind of. I mean, you know, after everybody left the HOH room and Keisha read her personal letter and was crying to Rennie and stuff, but you know how people come up.
Yeah.
It was Ollie, April, Libra, and Rennie in HOH.
Go ahead. Sorry.
And then Jerry came up and said, you know, well, I just want to congratulate you again and everything and let you know, I got your back and stuff. And then Keisha point blank asked him, okay, you want to be in our number strong, then you know, you got to give us a word.
Did you notice that little side alliance that Jerry and Ollie have?
Yeah.
It's like everybody has a little
side alliance.
So at least these people are trying to play.
Exactly. Because see, everybody for the most part is overlooking Ollie because they think that he is snowed because of April.
Yeah.
That she got his nose all open. Well, he does April and stuff, but he told Jerry, oh, hell no, no. Because I know as soon as they get out who they want to get out, they're going to turn on you and I because, you know, they got the numbers, he says. Yep. So no.
Yep.
So which is true. So anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting last night. But so we get to the live eviction today. And, you know, Julie just cracks me up with the stuff she asks them, though.
But when I like the questions.
Yeah, but, oh, and Julie, I must give it to Julie Chen for once. Because, you know, I'm not a particular Julie Chen fan, but she looked very good tonight.
She
dressed very nice tonight, and she looked very good. And, you know, whenever Dan casts his vote, he always says Mrs. Chen.
That was funny.
And that was funny. What'd she say? I am married, but my mother is Mrs. Chen.
But she didn't say thank you for being respectful.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, that was too hilarious.
I was just amazed. I was shocked when they all said, I saw when Jerry said Angie, I knew then that they were all going to do Angie. And I was like, why are they doing it? I really thought they would switch it and do Jesse.
I did too. And Angie's speech at the end was very good.
It was.
I mean, she should have been talking like that from day one.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I don't know why she saved all her stuff from when she was going out the door, she made a whole lot of sense.
She did, but it was too late now.
It was too late then, so.
It was too late.
It was a unanimous vote for Angie to leave.
You know, and I was a little irritated. I'm like, okay, this happens every season, but, you know, it made me say, you know, my first thing was like, okay, well, you know, you didn't have to take the chance to vote out who I think is going to bite y'all later.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hope that Jesse wins and really shakes it up. Because it has been a tad lopsided, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't have people that I really can't stand, except for Jesse, much in the house. But after they didn't take the opportunity to get him out, I'm like, okay, well, let's let Jesse win the HOH, and let's have a real party and see how this thing kicks off with him being in the head household. Because you know he'd blow it up and really put that alliance on the block.
Well, you know, I don't have anyone in the house that I dislike. I dislike Jesse's behavior, but I don't dislike him. I mean, he's funny. And he does some funny stuff and says some funny stuff. And he does try to get along with some of the other people. But he just got too paranoid or something this week. And it's probably because they have the numbers, you know?
Yeah.
And he probably thought that they were going to switch it up and vote him out.
Well, I just don't get how they all get so cocky. As soon as they get HOH, even Keisha, to me, was a tad bit cocky.
At times she was a little bit cocky.
You know, well, this is what I need to do and you guys need to do. No, you ain't going to be HOH next week. You know, this whole thing can turn around next week.
But that's what Jerry keeps telling them each and every day.
Yeah.
Each and every day. And he is consistent. He tells the other side that too. He says, look, I understand everything. Things change from day to day, but HOH changes every single week.
Yeah.
Every single week. And you know what? For all of the complaining and stuff that they do about Jerry, they do like him, though. But Ollie had a conversation with Dan where he says Jerry tends to follow Ollie around, kind of like a little puppy, you know, to have someone to talk to and stuff. And Ollie says, and, you know, I don't know what to do because I don't want to talk all the time. He says, I don't have any problem being alone. He says, I kind of like being alone. He said, I realize that there are people who are in this game who, you know, they got to always be around someone or, you know, talking or something. But I like my alone time. He says, but I've always been that way. It's not that I'm not social or anything. And Dan, I know what you mean. But that Dan and Ollie had this long conversation and they both kind of feel sorry for Jerry. They feel sorry that he is so much older than all the rest of them. Mm-hmm. And so there's this generational thing going. And then evidently Jerry is really missing his wife and family.
I'm sure.
Because just by the way they talk about it. So they were saying things like, well, let's try to put ourselves in his position.
Yeah.
You know, put yourself in his shoes. So I thought that was really nice.
A partner, wife who was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all have been married 50 years or 60 years or something, and together every day for that long,
mm-hmm.
you would miss him after just a couple of...
And then, I thought this was so cute. Jerry, they was all sitting in the living room having a conversation. Well, all the seven, because the other four were outside. Right. And Jerry and Libra figured out that Jerry's granddaughter lives in the same development area in Houston that Libra does.
Oh.
He says, so I can come and visit you every other month. And they was all laughing. You know, once we all get out the house.
I bet Libra's
They was all laughing. But then Jerry said this. He says, but, you know, my granddaughter, she lives at the, you know, poor end of the development. She don't live in the area where Keisha lived. And everybody was going, Libra. And Rennie was teasing Libra about, oh, so you live in the affluent section, huh? You know?
Yeah.
And so then Libra started teasing Rennie, like, you don't have a lot of money. And she started naming off all this designer gear that Rennie be wearing. And Keisha and the other girls chimed in and said, yeah, Rennie, come think of it. You must be loaded. It was fun. So they was having a good conversation. But I thought that was pretty interesting, too.
Now, who did you vote for America's Player? Did you vote
yes,
for
Yes, I went online and I voted for Rennie.
But she didn't win.
No, she didn't win. Dan won. Oh, yeah.
I think it's cool that Dan would be America's Player. I just hope that they keep it on the up and up, that they don't try to...
They don't do like they did last year.
Yeah.
Because we all know that in Big Brother 9, 8, that was 8, Big Brother 8,
yeah,
that America wanted Dick evicted.
Yeah.
And Big Brother kept Dick in there, and they cheated. So we know that already.
And then didn't they tell that Eric was the America's Player before he left the game? Or do they wait until after he was
gone? No. They waited.
Okay.
Oh, no. They waited until that award ceremony.
Because to me, that's
when they were awarding the money.
Okay. That'd be the only thing that I would be
they did not
cautious
tell them.
About. It's like, okay, are y'all going to tell them later
no.
that I was America's Player?
Yeah. No. They did not tell anything about America's Player until they were that ceremony where they were awarding the money.
Okay.
Yeah. And everybody is there. And because otherwise, even in the sequester house, I mean, that would be awful.
You just have to be so with it and say, look, I tried America, but I couldn't get them nominated. But I'm not going to go all the way out, you know, and just go all left.
Hopefully, Dan won't. Hopefully, America won't be having him try to get some off the wall shit stuff nominated. You know, excuse my French. But hopefully they won't do that kind of crazy crap, you know?
Yeah.
Come on now. Or, like, if America also is going to tell him some things to do in the house, and I don't have a problem with that. Like
pranks
like,
and stuff.
Yeah, go hide somebody's underwear, or, you know, go do this or go do that. Oh, and speaking of pranks, I don't know why. This is a segue from pranks, but one thing I got to say is these people in the house on both sides of the alliance, so you know it must be true, they are constantly talking about how nasty Jerry is because he does not wash his hands when he uses the bathroom. Memphis talks about it. Ollie talks about it. Wait a minute. And you know April's OCD. So she got a real problem.
That's nasty.
And Memphis told the other guys the other day that evidently there's a bar of soap, because April was complaining about she wanted a bottle of liquid soap. She don't want to use bar soap to wash her hands. And then Memphis said the other day he saw Jerry take that same bar soap, go in the shower, and then after he took a shower, he put soap back.
What? Why? They don't have soap in the shower?
Well, maybe he wanted that bar soap. I don't know.
That's nasty.
So April was freaking out. And then Rennie was telling them how Jerry went to use the bathroom when they was all cooking the food. He did not wash his hands. And then he was standing in the kitchen before he was touching the food, picking his nose. Oh, April was too through. She had to go in the bathroom. She had to go. She looked like she wanted to throw up. She was too
before through. Before I had eaten nothing, I'd be like, Jerry, I'm sorry, but you got to go. I got to watch you wash your hands.
Let me tell you what Ollie did.
Pick up any of this food.
Let me tell you what Ollie did. They was all sitting in the living room after dinner talking. And Ollie got up and he said, I'm going to wash my hands. And everybody cracked up.
Was Jerry in there?
Yeah, he was in there, but he didn't laugh.
Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah, that was
cool. Well, maybe back in the whatever, the, what, he's 70-something?
But they just need to tell him, Jerry, wash your hands.
In the 1930s, I'm sure they didn't, they had all kinds of, I mean, I'm sure they didn't wash their hands every time.
Well, let's hope so.
When you had, did they have outhouses in the 30s?
Yeah. Okay, but some people had indoor plumbing, I'm sure.
There wasn't a sink in the outhouse. So you came out and you went on about your business, probably. If you had to go and fetch water from a well, would you go and get water from a well just to wash your hands?
I don't know.
See, we're talking about somebody coming from that kind of era. So maybe he feels like, look, I lasted this long without washing.
I don't know, but they all talk about how nasty he is. So
that's gross.
They are too through. And then they talk about, you know what, we got to do something because we don't want him in the sequester house. So they might be trying to get rid of Jerry next week.
I'm sure they have maids or something in the sequester house that helps clean up.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's because when you're at the, wherever this the sequester house is, they were talking about that too. And Jerry said, watch, and he probably would know because he's watched every episode. You can go anywhere that you want to on the property, but you just can't leave the property. Yeah. See, but you can go outside whenever you want to and, you know, whatever.
They probably have limited number of people there so that they don't reveal anything.
Right.
But, oh, that's gross. Well, I'm a tad disappointed by this week's eviction.
I'm not. I mean, I was going to be glad to see either one go, but I'm just as glad to see Angie go. You know, other than tonight, her performance tonight, she's been a very dull person to watch. I mean, all she does is sit in the backyard and smoke cigarettes. That's all she ever did. I mean, she would whisper to Memphis and whisper with Jesse sometimes and whisper with Michelle, but that's basically it.
Yep.
And even when she was in the kitchen cooking, she didn't say anything. She did not engage in conversation with them girls. So, well, you know, I'm not sorry to see her go. That's fine with me.
Now, the last thing we see, because, you know, they went on into the HOH competition.
That's true.
This HOH competition getting started.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it like the earthquake. I don't even know the name. I never did catch the name of the HOH competition.
Well, they're standing on what looks like the side of a building, like the ledge on a building. But of course, it's, you know, a fake building. But and they have these big plumpy pads like in front of each one. So I guess once they do fall off, at least they can fall on something soft.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'm going to. Okay, so we really can't do an eviction prediction. Last week we predicted that, I'm not eviction prediction, but a nomination prediction.
Uh-huh.
Since we don't know who's going to be HOH. But last week we thought that Keisha would nominate, well, I thought she would nominate Jerry or Angie if she stayed on her side of the lines. And then I also thought she might actually sway over and go against Libra and April.
Yeah, see, I didn't think so. No.
She didn't.
Because Keisha, though, like I said last week, Keisha believes in girl power. I mean, she likes that girl power thing, and girls can do anything, you know, and girls can control stuff. So I really didn't think she would. Actually, this week, you know, even though Jesse is extremely motivated and everything, I don't think he's going to make it. He's very athletic and stuff, but see, you know, that ledge is going to get smaller and smaller, and he's a big guy. I think one of the girls is probably going to win. Even though this is an endurance HOH, and usually men win the endurance HOHs, but I think maybe one of the girls might win because they're lighter and a little smaller. But then Michelle's very athletic.
She is.
She's motivated too. Real mad.
I actually think it's going to be Jesse, Memphis, Michelle, or I think it's going to be one of them that's going to win.
Probably.
You know,
which means they're going to put up Libra and Jerry, probably.
Maybe. You just never know how things change.
That's true.
I think Libra would be a safe bet on one of them to nominate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they'd have a struggle to figure out the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I'm rooting now for a shakeup because it's been kind of one-sided, but I will say it's been interesting because everyone seems to be very, very paranoid very early.
Yeah.
So now, and everybody's making side deals, right, side alliances.
I think it would be just as interesting if one of the Alliance of Seven, if one of them won, and they put up Memphis and Michelle, let's say, because Memphis hasn't been put up yet. He's been threatened to be put up, but he hasn't been put up yet.
Right.
And Memphis still thinks he's running stuff. He's just had a temporary setback right now.
Well, see, Memphis does it right. You don't just run and tell everybody that you running it. You do it on the sly.
But they know he's running it, though.
Yeah. But the thing about it is he's not that slick. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to hide it.
And Michelle, wait a minute. Let me say this. Michelle getting all mad because her name was put in this alliance with Memphis and Jesse when it's true. It's ridiculous. You spend all your waking time with the four people in the house who are not in an alliance with the Seven, and then you get mad because the Seven are putting you in their alliance. What's she smoking? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Don't be silly. And one thing I can say about Michelle, you know, when this... like I said, you know, I don't really dislike any of the house guests, but if I had to pick one house guest that I disliked and want to see gone, it'd be Michelle.
What?
She has the foulest mouth of any woman I have ever heard.
Oh, no.
You ought to hear her on the Showtime After Dark. Every second word is F this, F that, or MF-er.
Well,
it is just awful.
I will say, you wouldn't know it from this podcast, but I have quite the, I can cuss up a
well,
storm.
Now that's true too. However, she knows she's being filmed.
Yeah, they know it, but they are over it.
That
at
is
this point.
That is the way you can
and
tell.
And if that's how you talk, that's how you talk. Sometimes, you know, you forget where you're at and you just start off.
No, you should.
I try to be very careful because I know that we're on airwaves. Some people don't like all that. I mean, personally, it don't bother me. I kind of like hearing all that cussing because to me, that's how real people talk.
No, it is not.
That's how a lot of real people talk.
If a person says shit or damn or hell or something, those are...
You don't need to go through all of them.
Well, but I'm just saying, people say that,
yes.
But not MFing and F you and F this. Oh, no. People do not talk that way.
Oh,
not people I know. They don't talk that way on a daily basis.
I know quite a few people that talk like that. Mm.
Anyway, so, you know, I will be halfway glad when she's gone, too.
No, you know, I was irritated by Keisha's voice, but now that she's not H-O- or she won't be HOH, I'm hoping that she'll be, at, you know, her scenes will be kind of few and far between. And, but nobody else really gets on my nerves.
Well,
you know,
Michelle
except Jesse.
Right. Michelle is the only one that gets on my nerves, and sometimes when they show her on the Showtime After Dark, then I just switch to a movie channel right quick and come back in 5 minutes, because I just don't want to hear all that F this and F that. I mean, I just don't appreciate that. You know, I have a wider vocabulary than that, so, you know, she should have a wider vocabulary. And another thing, all of the women in the Alliance of Seven, they were up in the HOH room and they were talking about Michelle and they were talking about the fact that how she really needs the money. She really needs to win. So
I heard that too.
So they view her as a big threat because, like they said, maybe other people are here to get exposure for other things that they want to do in their life or because it's a game and it's fun. But she actually is a poor enough person economically and she needs the money. She must have the money.
I would think that anyone on that show is saying that they need the money.
Well,
now I do wonder
supposedly
why
Keisha's
would,
there to get exposure for an acting career.
Well, I do
not so much to actually win the money.
I wonder why you would go on a show like this to win the money, knowing people are going to vote you, and even like Survivor, and then tell people that you've got this car and this big of a house and these kind of clothes. I mean, why would you tell people that? Because you know,
you mean Memphis?
No. Actually, I wasn't even thinking about anyone in particular.
Oh, okay.
But why would you go into a? But there have been people that kind of, you know, because they get to talking, I think they forget.
Well, they talked about Memphis too.
But why do they tell all the stuff that they have? Because now those people are going to say, well,
exactly,
they really don't need the money. I want to give it to someone if I can't have it.
Exactly.
I want to give it to someone who I think is going to do need it and do good with it.
Well, they have since found out that Memphis also has money, and evidently his girlfriend has money. So he has money. And Keisha. Keisha was telling the whole group, well, Memphis is telling you guys a lie if he says he didn't have money. She says, because I used to work in the clubs, because Keisha knows the club that
Memphis works at.
And she says, and I'm telling you, she says, he's making some money.
Well, was it true that he doesn't have a car, or did he lie about that?
She's not sure about that, but they have since figured out kind of like where he lived, and it's in a very affluent area. Yeah, so, and I don't have a problem with that.
Now, see, that's the way to do it. Yeah. Just act like you don't have nothing.
I don't have a problem with that if they already have the money and stuff. Well, so what? I mean, it's all a game. But they kept talking about Michelle, and they kept saying, you know, you can tell by her mannerisms and her social skills that she's kind of, you know, low class. This is what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
Oh, that's awful.
She's kind of low class and stuff.
How would you tell that?
And she actually needs the money. And, you know, she's going to be disappointed because only one person is going to win the money.
That's awful.
Oh, yeah. They was really talking about her bad.
That's terrible.
Yep.
I would never have thought her.
They'll probably target her next. If one of the women wins HOH, they'll probably target her next.
They should
with one of the guys.
These women need to be smart and try to get out those guys that are the threats to win in a physical or endurance competition.
Well, this is what Ollie proposed to April. He says, if one of us wins HOH, we need to nominate Jesse and Michelle. He said, just to break up that little couple. He says, then if Jesse or Michelle wins HOH, POV, then we need to take that person off, or you know, they'll take themselves off, and we need to put up a Memphis and then actually vote Memphis out. That's what he said.
Well, that's
and he told Keisha that like long time ago. So, you know, shortly after she got HOH and stuff.
Keisha did say something though, while she was still HOH, that she liked Memphis and didn't really want to see him go.
Yeah.
That might have been another reason why she wanted Angie out.
Could be.
I'm telling you
that jealousy is a
there was something going on behind that, because there was really no reason to put her up besides, that was just strange. Well, I am going to be checking on the internet to find out who won, because I can't wait till Sunday. That's too long.
And by tomorrow, we'll know. And actually, I was telling you or asking you earlier, since the HOH competition is one of those endurance things, what are they going to do for Showtime After Dark tonight? I mean, certainly it's going to be over by
then. I'm sure the feeds are back on now that the eviction's over, and I'm sure Showtime After Dark will be on too.
Even
if it's still going, they'll probably just show us
part of it,
yeah,
or the last part of it, or
see
something.
People hanging up there for that long.
Well,
I really can't.
It depends on what they're doing, because you know, right now they're just shaking the wall like an earthquake, and they like threw a bunch of wind at them. I bet this water's coming next.
It has to, something sticky or slick.
Something to make them, slick.
Slide or something.
Yeah,
Or maybe they'll tilt it a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, well, okay.
All right.
Well, I think that is it for this week.
It was a good episode. It was a good week.
If you would like to drop us a line, give us your predictions or opinions about the house guests, you can do so by emailing us at comments@sistersinterview.com or going to our MySpace page, myspace.com/sistersinreview.
Okay.
I am signing out for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister J.
See you next week.